Hello, hello, what's up guys? Eman from Peso Smart Page here. Welcome sa pinabagong episode. Shout out to all the podcast listeners as well. I appreciate you all. Today, let's talk about yung big dip ng PSEI and in general yung mga members or yung mga companies na kasama sa PSEI, which is yung index ng ating stock market dito sa Philippines. So, PSEI, ito. So, nangyari to the last 10 minutes of trading time earlier today. So, lahat nung mga mabababang bids na fill from 2:50 PM onward. Kasi hanggang 3 PM lang yung stock market ng Philippines. And Friday na kasi ngayon. Yung main reason kung ba't nangyari to is yung rebalancing ng PSEI. Wala naman masyadong magbabago. Yun ang sabi ng mga researchers, mga analysts, and mga experts. But of course, there is still a possibility na may matanggal dun sa PSEI and then may ipapasok silang panibago. And yeah, that happens. That happened before with Emperador. It happened with ASEN. Pinasok, tinanggal ulit. Yung rumor is, ipapasok to sila ulit. But anyway, kita nyo dito, yung candle, ang laki na binagsak. So, down siya ng 1.91%. For PSEI, that's already big. How about its power? Sa day ba tayo? Yes, nasa day naman tayo. Actually, mas okay kung nasa 1 hour tayo. Yan. Kasi dito natin makikita talaga yung pagbagsak. PSEI, balik tayo. Ayan, kita nyo yung candle. DMC, bagsak din. Globe, look at that candle. GMA, not so much. Kasi yung GMA is not part of PSEI. GSMI, steady lang. LTG, bumagsak din. Meralco. Yung PSB, yeah, not so much. Kasi hindi rin masyakasali sa PSEI. SEC, hindi rin masyado. Before, nasa PSEI din siya, but tinanggal, I believe, 2020 or 2021 din. SGP, this stock has been, like, going down again after, like, hitting a local, kailan ba nagka-local bottom, local top. When was that? Here. So, noong July 28, around 9.16. Currently, nasa 8.7 na lang ulit siya. Hindi naman din ganun ka laki yung binagsak niya. In comparison, from here to like 9, then bumagsak dito. Well, dito pala yung pinangmababa, around 7.61. From around, taas na silang titrade dati, like 11, 12. Then SPC, not really that much. And then, of course, PLDT. Bumagsak din. And isang malaking natalo din is San Miguel Corporation. Ayan. Actually, ito yung biggest loser for out of the 30 stocks na member ng PSEI. So, nung una, nag-research ako kasi hindi rin naman ako sobrang nakatutok sa market. Sibira naman akong bumili din. Especially, nagkaroon din ng konting rally recently. Actually, not really PSEI. Like, for example, PLDT. Ayan. Bukat din siya ng konti dito. And for July, sideways lang siya. So, hindi ganun ka-exciting para sa akin. So, gusto kong bumili, syempre, like, ito. Yung mga ganito. Yan, ang baba, sobra ng RSI. Lalo na pagka long-term na RSI. Yan, diba? And then dito, sa area na to, solid din pumili that time. And kung napanood nyo naman yung video ko, like at this level, I was telling you that it might be a good time to buy some PLDT shares at that time. But ngayon, possibly, this will open like another, or start another run pababa. But still, like on Monday, it can be like reversed just like that. So, pwedeng umakyat din tayo. Then, same thing sa Globe. So, this price level, kung naabutan nyo again yung video or yung episode, then I was not really urging you, but yeah, I'm just telling you na you might want to buy some Globe stocks at this price point, because it felt at that time na it was really attractive. And if you did, I mean, personally for me, I didn't really sell. Where is it? But no, hold on. Okay, so dito na pala siya. So nabago. For example, nakabili ka dito around 1696. Or maybe sabihin natin 17. So well, dito down ka. Hindi naman down, no, but you just up around 6-ish%, 6.7%. But yeah, kung nandito tayo, then we're talking about 13 to like 14% ang inakyat niya. But then again, biglang bumulusok ito. So yung hunch ko nung una, like, you can't really do that without insider information. I mean, I don't think na yung mga retail or ordinary investors were able to buy those low prices. Kasi tingnan natin yung oras kung kailan, again, na-fill yung mga bid orders na yun. And of course, hindi ka naman like mag-set ng ganong klaseng or kababa, no? Na buy order. Lalo na kapag pa-end na yung session for the day. And well, mag-e-end na rin yung session for the week. So here, kita natin 1.91% down yung PSCI. Around 6.5 na siya. And then bumaba siya to around 6.450. And then yung mga down na stocks, 115 versus sa up na 58. So biggest loser is RLT. So this is a real estate company. And then dito na tayo sa stats. ROX, Ross Holdings, involved sila sa oil and like mining of oil. Then we have ABS-CBN Holdings Corporation, or yung PDR nila. So this is owned by Lopez and then their other executives. So wala masyadong activity itong company na to, kundi para din sa parang i-hold, no, yung mga PDRs ng mga executives yan, and of course ni Lopez. Then we have SMC. So down siya ng 10.52%. So that's really big. Nag-open siya ng 108, nag-close ng 97. That's crazy. And ito nangyari to on the day na nakita natin bumagsak ulit yung inflation dito sa Philippines. And that's from 5.4 nung June, 4.7 lang tayo for July. And then isa pa na magandang kumaga bullish sentiment dapat, or bullish news, is or yung mga financial statements, quarterly financial statements ng mga kumpanya. So PLDT up yung income, I believe AP up din yung income, but again, they were still affected by this. Then lastly, 10.7% down yung ABS-CBN mismo. So this is ABS-CBN Corporation, ito yung main stock nila. So pagka chinek natin yung Globe, time and sales. So nung una yan, nasa yung mga bumili pa nga ng 1.9 earlier today. But pumagsak din siya around 1.87-ish na presyo. And then kita natin dito, no, ito malapit na matapos yung market. Okay, maraming gustong mag-bargain hunt. So akala ng iba, since may bumili pa nga ng 1.9 earlier this morning, so ito bargain na talaga yung 1.871. But then again, this happened. Diba, kita nyo? Saktong-sakto. Around 2.50. Yan, lahat yan 2.50. Na-fill lahat yan ng 1.811. So again, you can really do that if you're an ordinary investor or like a retail investor. Unless like meron kang like connection. I mean, nagtitrade siya. Sabi natin, range-bound siya ng around 1.870. to 1.9, since I was like the lowest for the day and the highest, it doesn't really make sense to place a buy order na 1.811, unless again meron kang insider information kung ano yung mangyayari for this particular day na, you know, magda-dump itong mga brokers na to, or yung mga, I'm not sure kung may mga hedge funds dito sa Philippines, but Yeah, probably yes. And then nangyari lahat yun around. Ayan na. Magko-close na yung market. And then kita natin may mga na-fill pa rin ng 251. And last yun yung 258.22. So same thing sa PLDT. Ganda yung nangyari. So kita natin. Mauuna ulit yan around 250. So kita nyo, diba? It's not really a level playing field. And probably on Monday, what you call this? Mag-open to, like, sabi natin kung anong normal price. Sabi natin, 1.3. Probably yung open price ng mga stock na to. Like, for example, sa Globe. Like, this will probably open 1.875, okay, 1.870. And then Meralco, same thing. 325 lahat na fill. And then 347 siya earlier. And then 350 pa nga. 352 nung umaga. And again, nung una, wala akong information na makita. Kasi nag-search na rin ako kung saan-saan. Wala pang article sa Business World for some reason. Kasi usually, mabilis naman sila mag-update dun and mag-post ng article about market news. But yeah, wala pa earlier. Well, not really earlier, but like a couple of minutes ago. And then I found, well, nag-check din ako sa Investagrams and wala rin akong nakita dun. Nakita lang ako ng mga umiiyak and mga nagka-cut loss and potentially magka-cut loss na because sabi nila wala daw unlad sa Pilipinas and wala daw pag-asa yung PSE and PSEI. I'm not really gonna comment on that. But, yeah. Yun lang yung nakita ko dun. And a lot of people asking questions as well kung bakit nangyari to. So, nahanap ko yung sagot dun sa, well, questions ng maraming tao and question ko rin sa Twitter. Kasi, like, this is like the last resort kasi wala akong makita dun sa Business World or sa Investagrams. Well, Investagrams is not really that reliable din naman kasi it's like a social media din. But like for investors and traders. So si Mike Makainag, he is the head of retail equities at Maybank Securities Philippines. So yung bro kasi nag-dump nung PSEI. Earlier today was Maybank and I believe UBS if I'm not mistaken. That's what I saw sa Investagrams. And so, yeah, Investagrams was also helpful for a little bit. And then, nakita ko itong thread niya sa Twitter. So, ahead of its semi-annual rebalancing effective August 7, the PSEI sunk 125.92 points or down 1.91%. So, again, nag-close siya at 6,450. So, yung property, yung least affected dito sa lahat ng sectors. Then the composition of the 30 PSA index members will remain unchanged but notable price movements were seen in SMC, San Miguel, MOND, JGS, Meralco, MBT, and then ang mga malalakas, ASEN, BPI, and SMPH. They closed at highest levels intraday. And then the local barometer pushed higher early in the session as investors rejoiced on the July inflation, which rose 4.7% from a year earlier. The slowest pace since March 2022 and lower than the 4.9% median estimate by, of course, the experts and the analysts. Core inflation also eased to this year's lowest at 6.7%. However, the positive move was dampened and the market reversed to negative territory shortly after the PSP said in a statement, it is ready to resume monetary policy tightening to prevent the further price pressures as well as emergence of additional second order effects. So the PSP is clearly mirroring yung US Fed because si Papa Pau, si Jerome Powell, siya yung chairman ng US Fed. he is still not dovish, no, sa monetary policy ng US. So he is still hawkish. And most of the time naman, yung Philippines, they are just mirroring yung actions ng United States. And, oh, I'm sorry. Hindi ko pala natanggal ito sa BPI trade. Blocking my username. Anyway. So, isa pa to dun sa reason, no? Kung bakit nag-dump yung market. But, again, nag-dump lang naman siya. Like, last 10 minutes of the trading session. So, trading activity spiked to 6.522 billion or 26.8% higher than its average year-to-date. Ayala and CLED stocks Ali, BPI, SM, and SMPH were the most actively traded counters and combined for 42% of market's activity. So, yeah. If you're interested, just check out itong thread ni Mike Makainag. And again, dito ko nalaman na yung reason is yung pag-rebalance ng PSCI, kahit hindi naman magkakaroon ng change, still nag-react pa rin yung market. And of course, again, sabi ko nga, nagkaroon ng magandang run nung July itong mga stocks sa PSE sa Philippines. So, yung iba, for example, na-miss nila yung local top. Like, ngayon sila nag-take profits. Kasi so, nakita nila, oh, hindi na ma-extend itong run na to. And, like, historically, August, September, yung first 2 months or first, well, actually, third quarter ng taon, usually, hindi ganun kaganda yung performance ng stocks. Like, yung ROI, it's not that good, historically. Like, same thing with US stocks and cryptocurrencies. So, tinatawag na to as ghost month or like ghost period or like ghost quarter. You name it. But then again, for us investors, value investors, dividend investors, long-term investors, all of these doesn't really matter. Magkaroon lang tayo ng pakialam dito if magkaroon talaga ng sobrang baba na prices. Like katulad kanina, di ba? Like, if we had the chance, no, to, like, buy that particular dip, then we would probably buy. But of course, it's not really that big pa rin. Like, for example, let's go back to the stocks. Let's go back to Globe. So, it's trading at 1811. So, yung local top niya dito nung July 27 was 1937. So, down na siya currently from that high ng 6.49%. But, it was already trading way below 1,700 back in June. So, if we go back to that price point, then babagsak pa siya to around 13%. And from this current price point, in downside is 6.91%. So I'm not really that hyped to like buy here. Diba? So you don't really have that much motivation to buy here unless you're dollar cost averaging or peso cost averaging. Sabihin natin, August ka bibili. So first day in August, ay, taas sa 1.9. I'm not gonna buy. So this is your chance. If ever, hindi, for example, kasi dito tayo, nasan yung range? Dito tayo kanina lang, yan, dito. If dito mag-open on Monday, on August 7, then you might, again, think twice, no, of buying Globe stocks to add to your portfolio or to add to your bags. But again, if it trades at 1811 and then goes way below 118, so around 17-ish, then again, that is probably a good price point to get some Globe stocks. Or, for example, if nag-average down ka, then yeah, that's probably a good time to buy. But if you bought here, like sabi natin, first time mo bumili, I mean, you're not really I'm really excited about this price. But again, if we go down and down and down again, and ma-reach ulit natin yung low 1.7 and high 1.6, then again, probably you're gonna want to buy. But ito, finifeed lang ito yung fear, especially for the newer ones. And yung iba na bago rin sa, for example, trading. And nadadala lang sila sa hype. Or, for example, bumili sila ng isang course sa isang guru na hindi naman talaga effective. For example, yung tinuro or yung strategy. So, most of them, minayta rin ako sa Investagrams. I'm not sure. I think this was the stock. Yeah. This was stock. So probably matagal na din yung hinuhold yung stock na yun. So probably that person bought here. Kasi na hype. But if you studied itong company na to, you won't really buy this if you're a long-term investor. Kasi hindi naman sila kumikita. And why would you buy this kind of stock tech? Nagkaroon ng ganitong parabolic phase. You should just wait. Kasi what goes up must go down. And yung mga ganitong instances, sobrang bihira lang din man mangyari. So again, let's just remember, let's remind ourselves na yung investing is not a lotto ticket. So limitan kasi, especially if you're frequenting social media. Ngayon nga, nag-die down na, no, yung mga content na sinasabi, oh, you can retire young and rich. Just have to buy my course and learn how to day trade. But most of the time, lumalabas lang yung mga ganong klaseng gurus kapag ka nasa bull market. So, of course, in 2020, 2021, sobrang rampant nung ganong mga tao and ganong mga fake gurus. But now, yes, merong iilan pa rin na persistent. Like, iba, nagbabago pa ng, for example, ng screen name nila or nagbabago ng, or gumagawa ng panibagong account. Then, of course, ang ipoposang nila is yung mga winners sila, but they will never, you will never see them post yung losses. Especially, again, sa day trading or like, kahit ano pang short-term trading yan. So yeah, basically, that person, around 99% down daw siya. So, nag-cut loss na siya. But it doesn't really make sense. That's not really cutting your losses. Your 100, sabi natin, 100 pesos, naging piso na lang. That's not really cutting your losses. You're not getting anything back from your 100 pesos. Sabi natin, 100k mo, naging 1k na lang. I mean, cutting losses, it should be like an automatic trigger or system. If for example, bigla ka nag-down ng 5%. If ma-hit na yung 5%, matitrigger na yung cut loss mo. That's the proper way of doing it. Like, iba pa nga. Like, they're more conservative. Sabi natin, 3%, 2%, or whatever. Pagka nakita nila na nag-set kasi sila talaga ng automatic na cut loss. Kasi pag matagal ka na sa trading, matututunan mo talaga yun. And again, hindi naman lahat ng traders ay for example, hindi kumikita. I mean, there are traders who are making consistent money. But, hindi rin sila everyday kumikita. So, sabi natin, for today, or sabi natin, the past 2 days, positive sila. So, kumita sila. But then again, the following day, sabi natin Monday, hindi sila kumita. Or like sabi natin, this past week, 4 straight days, no? Monday to Thursday, kumita sila. But then again, nag-dump yung market ngayon, so hindi sila kumita today. But para sabihin na every single day, 100%, no? 100% assurance, kaya kong mag-gain ng, sabi natin, 10%, 20%, 50%. The guarantee, that's already a red flag. And again, just be careful guys, especially if you want to dip your toes into trading. the best and safest way for any one of you, na beginner pa lang, is to buy stocks na member ng PSEI. Even though ganito yung nangyari sa PSEI today, choose stocks na nagbibigay ng dividends para consistent din yung capital inflow nyo. So, yung mga marireceive nyo na dividends from these dividend-paying stocks, i-reinvest nyo lang. So, sabihin natin, nagbigay ng 1,000 pesos si PLDT dun sa binili nyo. Example lang, i-reinvest nyo lang. Yung 1,000 pesos na yun, hindi nyo i-withdrawin, hindi nyo gagalawin, hindi nyo ipambibili ng ibang stock. So, ibibili mo lang ulit yung 1,000 pesos na yun ng PLDT stocks para mag-compound yung interest. Kasi simula, again, maliit lang talaga yung makukuha niya kasi 4%, sabi natin, 4% on average yung dividend yield net. Yung 100,000 pesos nyo na in-invest, 4,000 pesos lang yung ibibigay nun sa inyo per year. I know for a lot of people, it's really hard to wrap your mind around this idea. But again, imagine if nag 10x yun. Like, in a year, meron kang 40,000 pesos. And you really didn't do anything. You just let your money do the work. But then again, 10x of 100k capital is 1M. Ang sabi nila, hindi, trade ko na lang yan. Kasi kaya kong umita ng 5% consistently every single day. Again, that is the wrong mentality and that is not true. Lahat ng mga profitable na traders, magkakaroon ng losses. Kaya may cut-loss, diba? Kasi if hindi naging favorable, for example, yung TA mo, hindi naging favorable, sabi natin, nag-TA ka, you're 90% sure na tataas na yung market. But then again, bumagsak. So, kaya ka may cut loss. Kasi, kumbaga, parang insurance policy mo yun. So, if your technical analysis is wrong, then you can still recover a portion of your capital. Like, hindi yung magka-cut loss ka, down ka na ng 50%. That doesn't make any sense. So, that is, of course, a rookie mistake. This was supposed to be an FYI video, and let's just keep it short. I'm not gonna extend this kasi I'm sort of ranting na about stuff, but hopefully may natutunan pa rin kayo and may napulot pa rin kayo. So yeah, anyway, let's end the episode here, guys. If you liked my content, then please make sure that you give this video a thumbs up and subscribe na rin to my channel para wala mo miss out sa mga uploads ko every now and then. So, hindi na consistent yung uploads natin, I know, but yeah, I'm still trying. And you may also check me out and follow me sa mga social media platforms ko. I'm on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at MNPSPH. Again, thanks for watching and listening, everyone. Stay safe. I'll see you all in the next episode. Always remember, be peso smart.